The term tidal wave is often inaccurately used for a tsunami. Tsunamis have nothing to do with the action of tides. A more accurate term is seismic sea wave. There has to be a disturbance of the Earth's crust to produce a tsunami. Large earthquakes with epicenters under or near the ocean are the cause of most tsunamis. Volcanic eruptions and undersea landslides are also responsible, but unless accompanied by movements of the ocean floor, their effects are usually localized. Possibly this was true about the eruption of Krakatoa in 1883. A tsunami was responsible for most of the deaths caused by Krakatoa, yet this tsunami did not sink any ships. It did wash away several coastal villages and kill more than 36,000 people. Tsunamis work in complex ways. Some pounce on coastal settlements like large breakers. Others produce a gentle wave that floats buildings off their foundations. But then a violent backwash may sweep buildings and people out to sea. The tsunami that wrecked Hilo, Hawaii in 1946 was so forceful it folded parking meters. It caused needless deaths when people returned to save their belongings and got caught between waves. The deeper the water, the lower the tsunami and the faster it moves. In the open ocean, it travels at about 700 kilometers per hour, but being sometimes no more than a meter in height, a tsunami often passes a ship unnoticed. This is what happened in 1896 during a catastrophic tsunami in Japan, which was the result of an undersea earthquake. Thousands of people were drowned on shore, while fishermen far out at sea didn't notice the waves passing beneath their boats. But when they went home, they found their villages destroyed.